Victims of rape often undergo a medical exam. Physical evidence is collected, including DNA that might lead to the rapist. It's put into what's known as a rape kit. State law requires that DNA to be sent to the state crime lab and entered into a federal database, but there is a backlog. Some estimates say nearly 6,000 kits are sitting in evidence rooms, untested. Well, a proposed law would require many of these older kits to get tested. The head of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center, Mary Ellen Stone, told me what message that would send to rape victims.
What we're saying to victims of sexual assault is, collectively, as a society, we think it's important for you to come forward. We want to hold the offender accountable. We want to make sure that you see justice. We want to make sure you as a victim and or your family get some help. It is completely incongruous then for us to say, but we've got this backlog of 5,000 or 6,000 that we're not going to do anything with. I mean, if we think these are valuable going forward, we've got to do something with the 5,000 or 6,000 victims who are connected to those kits. Retrospectively, otherwise we're sending a terrible mixed message. And so to me, it just makes sense to say, let's just go ahead and get these all tested. We know from experience in other cities that good things will come out of this for victims, both in terms of identifying offenders who haven't been charged. The other thing is that I think it speaks volumes to our communities overall to say, we stand by what we think is important. We think this is an important part of the evidence collection. We're going to do something with it. We don't expect victims to come forward and go through this process and then say, well, we don't need that information from you. So I think we've got to make it consistent, and we're going to build more trust with people.
Now, under this proposal, police will start testing old rape kits that have been sitting on the shelf, some of them for years. Why do you think testing these kits will help solve some of these crimes?
By testing all the kits, the thinking is that we'll be able to, and other states have apparently shown this, be able to identify men who are serially attacking women, who they know, who they begin an acquaintanceship with, and then sexually assault them. So the thinking is that we'll be able to identify repeat patterns of sexual assault in those old kits.
So then why have so many rape kits remained untested in Washington?
Typically, the thinking has been that if the offender is known to the victim, everyone knows who the person is, then we don't have to go through the process of identifying that individual. And so we've already got that person, so what would the kit prove? Who the offender or the alleged offender is, that's not a question anymore.
And it costs money, and it takes time, hundreds of dollars and months.
It costs money and it takes time. So that's one thing of saying, do we really need this because we may have enough evidence? Another reason may be saying, we don't think that this is a case that's going to go forward for whatever reason. And so why should we bother to do that? There are certainly times when victims don't want to proceed in the process. Pretty small number, but those are in there as well. So I think all of those reasons are contribute to this, whether it's called a backlog or just untested kits, but a really high number for from our perspective in the state of 5,000 to 6,000 kits.
Ultimately, what impact will testing these kits have on people, on rape victims?
Sexual assault is the most underreported crime in the country still. I mean, you know, just for some context for listeners, we estimate nationally that out of every sexual assault that occurs, maybe 40% of them are reported to law enforcement. That's the highest number I've ever seen. So you figure 60% are flat out not reported, and then the numbers go down from there. So the national figures are that out of every sexual assault that occurs, 1% of those end up being convicted or serving time. So that's, you know, so anything we can do to say we take this seriously is going to be helpful. So I think the biggest thing is what the message is for victims is we take this seriously, we're going to move forward on this. And then obviously to the extent that we can identify and charge and convict perpetrators, that's going to be helpful for all of us.
You know what I'm wondering? We're talking with Mary Ellen Stone from the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. Why do you do this kind of work?
We see victims get their lives back. And that's pretty encouraging. That's very encouraging. It's very humbling to be a small part of having someone come in, whether it's a child or a teen or an adult, who has had a very, very traumatic experience, feeling like, you know, their lives are just never going to be the same. And after therapy, after advocacy, after them, you know, getting information, support, treatment, they're saying, you know, I don't forget what happened to me, but it's not going to run my life. And I'm going to move forward and I'm going to be a productive survivor in this community. That's great to be a part of that. So that's what keeps me going.
Mary Ellen Stone heads the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. We're tweeting a link to their website right now, at KUOW. Under a proposed state law, a large portion of Washington's untested rape kits would finally get processed and the DNA entered into a federal database. Lawmakers will be discussing that early in 2016.